Hey, so I just wanted to talk openly and earnestly about my porn addiction as it stands right now. So, as you know, I'm a chronic masturbator, and often that goes hand in hand with being a porn addict as well. So, one thing that a lot of baiters may know right now is that I've increased the amount of screens of pornography that I watch, and I've moved all of my stuff out of my bedroom and essentially have created a little porn palace. You know, it's clear to me and any observer that my porn addiction is getting way, way worse. Like I've said, I cleaned out my entire bedroom because this area does have a locked door in my apartment. So I took out all my clothes, I took out my bed, I took out everything and just, you know, put up my desk and replaced everything with porn. I am even thinking of like getting a magazine to rip up and just, you know, tape up pictures of naked people just having sex while I'm just here masturbating to pornography. And the other day, I even called out sick from work, like last minute. I woke up 3 a.m. I was having a relapse episode, and, you know, I had to tell my manager, hey, I don't feel well, because I really didn't feel well. I felt like I hadn't been watching enough porn, and, you know, that made me feel kind of sick. It's just like my porn addiction is getting out of hand. Like, I found a new road on how to get to the adult bookshop. So literally, I don't even have to get on the highway anymore. All I had to do is just go down one street and turn left, and I'm right there. It's really bad that I found that out. But, you know, my porn addiction is just so overwhelming and so over, like, encompassing that, like, even a simple, like, GPS app can, like, addict me to porn even more. You know, I went there and I spent like a good chunk of my paycheck. I spent like $400 at the adult bookstore the other day. I got myself some porn, and I got myself I didn't get myself any porn really. I was just in there and I was just feeding money to the machine and just watching porn there, even though I have porn at home. And that's how you really know that you're fucking addicted to porn, is that even if you have one source of pornography, you want another source. And after all that, then I bought a fuck toy and poppers, and, you know, the cashier fucking gave me some extra lube, and, you know, that's just fucking addicting me even more, and he doesn't even fucking know it. That's his job, is to fucking addict me to porn even more, so that way I come back. And really fucking, like, it's really fucking with my brain. It's really making me into a fucking porn addict. I'm like, I'm no different than any guy that's in the back room of any fucking porn fucking studio, fucking porn fucking adult bookstore. Fuck. And the worst part is, like, I really do have to admit that my bait cave, it's really, really fucking addictive. It's really, really, like, overpowering and overwhelming. This is why I didn't do this sooner, but, you know, in my bedroom, there's a bunch of mirrors. Like, I'm just surrounded by mirrors, one. So it like, there's mirrors on the left side of the room, there's mirrors on the right side. So no matter where I look, I just see a naked fucking penis pervert that's pumping a porn. And, like, if I turn around and try to escape, there's also a mirror back there that I put, and then I can just see a naked fucking masturbator, you know, touching himself, and that makes me want to masturbate even more. So, like, this mirror, this fucking situation is just, it's just set up to make me fail. And, you know, I really am noticing that, you know, I could be doing something else, but, you know, I really did notice that the mirrors were really doing their damage to my fucking psyche and pushing me deeper into my porn addiction. And so I added just one more, and then, you know, I brought in all of my monitors, all of my screens that I use to watch porn into my room. And, you know, you really don't notice that your porn addiction is getting that bad until, you know, you really just have to move everything and just rearrange everything. Because right now, you know, I started out with just two screens. I was just like a lot of normal fucking masturbators, just two screens. It just looks like I work. But now I have six screens because, you know, I dumpster dive and people throw out monitors all the time, and I went out and bought more laptops, and, you know, now I just have, you know, six screens of porn running all the time. And I also have my phone, and I have my iPad, and I have my old phone. So now I just have nine screens of porn just running a majority of the time whenever I'm all alone and just masturbating. And the worst part is I can stream like two of these screens into my living room. So I have 11 screens of porn running at all times. And, you know, that's I really think I do have a problem, but I really don't care. You know, this is just my life in this moment. You know, I'm really young. I'm 24. So like, it's not like my porn addiction is going to get any worse. Like, really, like, my libido is probably the highest it's ever been. I haven't come in 14 days. You know, it's definitely probably just a side effect of my circumstances and everything. So like, I should really just enjoy it and just like stop trying to fight it. It's just who I am in this moment. And I really don't think like I can get any worse than like 11 screens. But like my penis does boss me around a lot more lately. Like I've been up since 3 a.m. It's now 8 a.m. and I'm just masturbating. And you know, when I'm not recording files, I'm literally just watching porn or I'm at work. Like literally that's it. I have no fucking social life. Like my only hobbies are still just being in this room and masturbating and listening to music and playing music. That's about it. That's all I really do. And that's because like it's one of those hobbies where you can do it naked. Like I can strum a guitar while I'm 6 inches deep into like a fleshlight or something. And like all this porn is causing me to procrastinate. Like I'll watch like a 3-minute or an hour long video. And once that's done, I'll go clean something up. I'll go, you know, write my resume one line at a time. You know, I'll watch, you know, gooners fucking watching ass fucking and just watch fucking porn gods just dance around the screen. And then, you know, after that, I'll just write my name and then some of my achievements and accomplishments onto my resume. And then I'll go back to porn, you know, because there's no timeline to write a resume. There's no timeline to clean up. But there's always time for porn, and like that's the worst part. Like I'm watching 11 screens of pornography a day. You know what that does to the fucking human mind? I fucking don't. And we're gonna find out. We're gonna find out together, because guess what? You're gonna get way worse than I am. Like you are definitely gonna get more addicted to porn than me. And the worst part is you're gonna like it, you're gonna love every second of it, you're gonna look in the mirror and you're gonna like what you see. And you're gonna fucking hate that, because you're gonna get so fucking addicted to porn that you're not even gonna recognize yourself. And that's what's happened to me. It's gonna happen to you too. Because like no matter how like extreme like my case sounds, you know, like it's not even that uncommon. It's just that a lot of guys don't talk about it. It's a lot of people that are porn addicts, they sure as hell don't talk about how addicted to porn they are. And you know, I'm being open and honest about it. I watch 11 screens of porn. I masturbate from 5 a.m. to whenever I go to sleep, whenever I don't have work. And I masturbate after work and at work too. You know, I'm totally fucking addicted to porn and masturbation. And you know, I really do struggle not to look at porn in public too. There's probably at least like millions of us that are going through the same thing. And, you know, I just want to be open and honest just in case, you know, you find yourself going through the same thing, or, you know, you think back to what I said and, you know, you realize that you are getting as bad as I was way back when. Or maybe you're looking at me and you're like, oh, this fool, this fucker doesn't even realize that it's going to get way worse for him. And like just knowing that whoever I do end up dating or marrying in the future, they're going to have to deal with me like way, way more addicted to porn down the line. Like I'm definitely probably going to get another screen. I could use one in my bathroom, or, you know, one on my countertop. You know, definitely I do see myself like progressing a little bit more and trying to find the perfect system for my porn addiction to get satisfied. But you know, I'm never satisfied, and that's a really scary thing about this, is just that, you know, you're never really satisfied, and you can always go more and you can always do more. And really, like just the other day, I found like a partition so I can like close my room off and just lock myself in and just, you know, have a little cubicle for my fucking chronic fucking masturbation addiction. You know, it's both terrible and it's perfect at the same time. Like, this is the life I wanted. This is the life I signed up for. But God, it is so fucking hard to quit porn. I really thought it would be easier to quit once you get to the stage. But, like, I'm just so fucking chronic now that, like, I need, like, 6 screens at the very least to be satisfied and, you know, be calm. And it gives me something to, like, stare at and something to do with my time. Like, this is just my life right now. Like, if I'm not masturbating and touching myself and looking at porn, I'm at the gym. And I'm okay with that. I'm okay with that at my current, like phase in life. I don't care like that all my other friends are increasing their career prospects. I don't care about that. I just want to like just enjoy life and just fucking just touch myself and look at, you know, 12, 13 screens of porn, 14, 15. I don't give a fuck. Like I just need the stimulation. It just feels so fucking good.